Hey guys, it's me, CTG Arya, founder of CoolTransGirl.com, and today is episode 13 of my podcast, Cool Trans Girl. If you are new here, I am essentially creating the content I wish I would have had access to earlier in my transition, revolving around mental health, spirituality, and wellness from the perspective of a trans woman, and also to highlight excellence within the trans community as well. So before we get into today's topic, I do want to let you guys know that I do have a Wednesday wellness newsletter. And essentially what that is every Wednesday I send you an iconic quote, a weekly mantra, something for you to think about, and then some words of affirmation. And it literally goes straight to your inbox. Every Wednesday, it takes like less than a minute to read. And I think that you can get a lot of good value out of it. And also, they're cute and I work hard on them. So if you feel called to, you should definitely subscribe to my email newsletter. Anyways, updates. So I am like 4 weeks-ish. 4 weeks post-op FFS. So if you are watching me on video and my face looks stiff when I am talking, and if I trip over my words, that is because it takes a little bit more effort to talk these days, and I still can't feel parts of my face. But if you are watching the video, let's take it in for a second, right? She's got her nose, the nose, it's naturaled. The lips, okay, my lip aug is a little bit off, I'm not gonna lie. They need to fix that, but it's still, my lips are a little bit juicier, which I do like. The cheekbones, crazy. The brow bones, shaved down. Chin and jaw, also shaved down. I feel so much more confident. So, like, I've been walking around New York like I am hot shit. Like, I feel just like so cunt and so just like, I mean, not to be toxic, but I feel passable. And that has been such like a weight lifted off of my shoulders. And I just feel like so blessed to be able to just like move around the world just like more freely and not think about, you know, if I'm like passing all the time. I feel like I pass a lot easier, and it's just not something that I'm like so anxious about anymore. So thank you to Dr. James Bradley and his amazing team, and for all of the people who have supported me throughout this healing journey. I literally could not have done it without you. So many people, amazing people in my life showed up, brought me gifts, donated to my FFS, just, you know, checked on me, and it was just like the sweetest fucking thing in the world. So I really can't, like, my tribe really just like came through for me. And so if you're going to get plastic surgery anytime soon, just know that a lot of people are going to come out of the woodworks and want to help you, because it's a really big thing, and you really do need people around you that are going to take care of you. So don't be afraid to reach out for help. People want to, that's what they're there for. Let them do that. Okay, so I digress, talking about plastic surgery. Today's topic is actually somebody named Robin. Shout out Robin, DM'd me on Instagram, and she said, hold on, what did she say exactly? Let me quote her correctly. She says, "Arya, I have an idea for a future podcast. Positive things about being trans, or things I like about being trans. I think it would help a lot of people, including me." And I said, that's actually a really great idea. And I thought that it would help me too, honestly. Because, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I still have my days where I still struggle with my transness. I am not going to sit here and pretend that I am always the most confident person in the world, and I am always, you know, just like feeling unapologetically gorgeous. Of course, that's how I feel a lot of the times, but sometimes I feel like insecure, and I have to like fake it until I make it. And sometimes it can be easy to dog on your transness as a trans woman. And so making this like little list of things that I actually love about being trans, was kind of healing for me, and I hope that it can do the same for you. And some of these things on this list are funnier than other, or like more serious than others, I guess. But literally, I was out and about like all fucking day today. I showed up for a community event in Staten Island, and I live like uptown, like very far uptown. So I literally have been fucking traveling for like 6 fucking hours going from here to there. Like, oh my God, that was my whole fucking day. Happy I went, but yeah, I'm a little bit fucking tired. I'm not gonna lie. So anyways, sorry. Let's get into today's topic, 25 things I love about being trans. And I talked about that because I literally wrote this list on the fucking, on the ferry and on the train and, you know, earth, sea and sky. I'm just kidding. I didn't fly. Oh, well, that rhymed. Okay. So number one. The first thing that I love about being trans is that I have the privilege to live openly trans in a place where I am accepted. So I want to acknowledge that I am so blessed to be able to like live openly as like a transgender person. You know, I still face, you know, discrimination or whatever, like not too often. I do recognize like my own privilege. But I have dealt with shit in the past and it is hard. However, even though America is problematic, I do feel lucky that I live here and not somewhere where being transgender is punishable by death. So take the time to acknowledge that and celebrate that you are in America and you can be yourself, even though some states you really can't. But yeah, so if you are able to live openly, like, it's really important to acknowledge that and to celebrate that, because that in it of itself is a victory. There's other trans people who are unfortunately not able to show up as their authentic selves, which really fucking sucks. And it's heartbreaking. Okay, so I know that one was a little heavy, but number two, choosing your own name. I like choosing your own name was so fun for me, and I feel like it is such an important part of the trans experience. Of course, like not all trans people like change their names, but like figuring out like what your girl name is was like so fun for me. Like, I had, like, you know, lists on fucking, like, Nameberry, like, baby name lists, and I was going between, like, Cora and Lux and Persephone, I love the name Persephone, but I was like, that's a little too clocky for me, honestly, and I ended up choosing Aria because, like, I feel like this happens a lot of the times. Like, I've talked to, like, other trans girls where they're, like, they have, like, a few names, but there's one that just, like, sticks out a little bit to them. Every time, and including myself, the one that you feel just, like, a little bit more drawn to, or that you're just, like, you feel like it's yours, but you're not ready to, like, commit to it, that's the one that ends up being your fucking girl name. Like, I swear to God, so I chose the name Aria because of, I mean, I just love that it sounded like a breath of fresh air. Like, Aria, Aria. It's just so soft and so feminine. And then I also loved Pretty Little Liars, even though that show's so fucking problematic. But I watched that when I was, like, a teenager, and I love the character Aria, even though Hannah was my favorite, but I don't want my name to be fucking Hannah. No offense. No offense to any Hannahs out there. But yeah, so that was like, so that was one or two reasons I chose that name. And then another way that I like chose my name is, okay, so when you're like picking your name, like I want you to pretend like you're talking shit about yourself or somebody's talking shit about you. Like, and so I would like sit there and I would be like, okay, so my name's Aria, Aria. But then I would also go, that fucking bitch Aria, I can't stand her. I hate her. Like that bitch Aria, like who the fuck does she think she is? And I was like, that sounds kind of cunt. And so that's how I chose my name. Yeah, so just imagine people talking shit about you and imagine how cunty your name sounds coming out of other people's mouths who are hating on your ass. I don't know if that's good advice, but it is something that like actually factored into me choosing my name. Okay, number three. So, okay, I wrote the destruction of an identity and then like rebuilding it. Okay, so I think that there is something just so fucking beautiful and just like so beautiful and tragic and just like not even tragic. It's just like you essentially as a trans person, when you accept that you're transgender and you accept that you're gonna like go out into the world and you're gonna like own that and you're gonna like start taking steps towards your transition, regardless, and knowing that you're gonna face a certain level of hardship and that you may face rejection from like your family, and for you to come into your life and like literally drop that fucking bomb and like have a fucking tower moment and just like destroy this life that you've had. And I say destroy in like a good way. Like it's good to have like a tower moment. And I say tower moment like tarot cards. There's the tower, and sometimes like all of this destruction needs to happen in order for you to build a more solid foundation. So yeah, just like that death of that old version of you and starting to step into that new version of you and just like accepting that, like that aspect, that first initial aspect of the transition, of the social transition, is so fucking amazing. And like I just think it makes us so strong, and anybody who has done that knows how hard it is. And like your strength is just gonna surprise you, and it surprises me to this day still. But I think that aspect of transness is just fucking gorgeous and amazing. Okay, so number four, the sense of peace that it has given me. Like before I transitioned, I couldn't even like imagine, and this is like a common thing, like I couldn't even like imagine like a life for myself. And it wasn't even like necessarily like me being like actively having like thoughts about like not wanting to live anymore, but just like it, like I couldn't even like picture it. Like I was like, when I got, like I couldn't picture getting old, I couldn't picture like having a family and like being a dad. Like I was like, I want to be a mother, but like, you know, how do I navigate that? And now she's mother. Now she's mother, darling. But yeah, so wait, I forgot what I was talking about. I'm sorry. Oh yeah, the sense of peace that it has given me. So since I have been able to transition over the course of like of a few years, and even if like not all people see me as like a woman, like the fact that like I can be in my home or I can be outside and I just like feel like a woman, and I just I feel like myself. I'm like, yeah, this is like fucking, this is correct. And it's just like this overwhelming like feeling of like alignment and peace, and just it's fucking amazing. Like that feeling is beautiful. And so yeah, that is also one of my favorite things about being trans. Number five, healing my inner child. So I feel like, God, why do I feel like I'm gonna cry this episode? I'm not even gonna fucking lie. Like I know I'm gonna fucking cry this episode. I wasn't planning to, but I'm probably going to. I'm so emotional. I'm sorry. But the act in it of itself of transitioning is like you healing your inner child, because more than likely you have had those like thoughts since you were like a kid. Like for me, I remember like my mom and dad, or my mom explaining the difference between like boys and girls to me when I was like maybe 4 or 5 years old. She's like, boys are this, you know, they do this and that. Girls are this, and they do this and that, and they present as such and such. And I was like, is there a third option? Like, I literally remember that verbatim. I literally asked my mom, is that all? Like, is that, it's just those two? And she was like, yes. And I was like, oh, okay. And I just remember, like, being disappointed. And I also remember as a kid, like, I wish I was a girl and like how I just like wish that I could just like play with dolls and it like wouldn't be a big deal, because like, I mean, I was very lucky. Like I got to play with Barbies and like I had a lot of girl toys growing up, but like people would be like fucking weird about it. Like people at like church would be like, why is your son playing with Barbies? That's fucking weird. Or yeah, maybe he shouldn't be playing with the girls. Like that's kind of fruity. Like I was a very obviously queer child. But yeah, so now in my transition, like I've been able to like heal aspects of myself and just like pursue things that I always wanted to, like when I was a kid, like, or just feel more in alignment with myself and be the woman that I've always wanted to be. Like I've always wanted to have long blonde hair. Like when I was a kid, I had an imaginary friend and her name was Vanessa and she was my bestie and she had long blonde hair and we would do everything together. And I think that like I was just living vicariously through Vanessa, my imaginary friend. And like so that feels healing. And to also just like be able to do the things that I want to do without, like, you know, like if I wanted to do ballet, I could. I can't really afford to now, but eventually I will. Like I want to do all those things that I wasn't able to as a kid. So yeah, that's another reason I fucking love transitioning, or I love about being trans. Okay, number six. The whole perspective shift and the privilege check is fucking crazy. So I didn't, as a twink, I was like, surely my male privilege doesn't exist. Like I'm, you know, cause I don't really, cause I mean, I would get emasculated a lot when I was like a man. Like I would get called buddy and things like that, like this little twinkie, whatever. But yeah, no, that, and then once I started living as a woman, oh my God, the privilege, the male privilege that I had before was fucking crazy. Like I'm not going to get into like, obviously like all the shit that we have to go through as women, but that was just like very jarring to be like, whoa, like what women have to deal with is fucking insane. I wouldn't take it back though. Absolutely the fuck not. Like I love being a woman, but girl, being a woman in a society is difficult. Okay, especially as a trans woman. And then also just like privilege checking, like I mean, like I acknowledge like my white privilege, like, and so maybe I wasn't like accustomed to just, you know, because I mean I was a white gay before, and even though I dealt with like bullying like growing up, like by the time I like graduated high school, it was like, okay, you know, like people weren't really like that fucking, you know, mean about it. So then like by the time I got older and I didn't even like realize that like, you know, people were being discriminated against on like a fucking regular basis because I was just like in this bubble of fucking privilege. So that was also like it gave me perspective of like what other people have to go through in some degree, and so I am grateful for that because it allows me to be more empathetic. Okay, number seven, I feel like I have, like, an anthropological view of heterosexuality. Like, I feel like, so to go from, like, a gay to becoming, like, a straight woman, that transition's fucking crazy. Straight world, like straight people, like, that world is fucking nuts. So, like, I feel like I still, like, I'm learning so much about it, like, just, like, because heterosexuality is, like, I mean, it's the world that we live in, right? So just to, like, analyze that from like, the third person, just, like, and kind of having one foot in but one foot out, I love it, but it's also, like, it's fucking nuts. So that's another thing I like about being trans is, like, I feel like I'm, like, discovering, like, this whole new world that I didn't even know fucking existed, and I'm still learning things, like, every day about it. Okay. Number eight, like autonomy of my body. Like I feel now at this moment in time that I have full autonomy of my body. Like my body belongs to me. I get to do whatever I want to it in regards to surgery. I get to share it with whoever I want to. Like my body belongs to me and you can't like tell me what to do with it. And so, yeah, that like feeling like I finally have autonomy over my body is fucking amazing. And that's something else I love. Okay. Number nine. Okay. This is like a weird one, but like, I know the difference between men's and women's shoe sizes. Like if you tell me you're a size 8.5, I'm like, oh, like, so you're a size 10 in women's, and like vice versa also with like clothing sizes. Also, like, I just like I can look at somebody and I'm like, oh, you're a size 6. Like I can just like, I can like look at somebody and I'm like, I know what size you wear. Like, I got you. I don't know if that's like being a girl or like being trans, but just like, I guess like the switch over, like I can calculate that. And I think it's a good skill to have, especially if you're helping another trans girl out, you know? Okay. 10. A lot of the times, you know, if somebody isn't for you, like immediately, like if people are going to treat you like shit, then it, because you're trans, like, okay, bye. Like, I'm happy that like I don't have to fucking put up with you, because like it's crazy that you, a lot of the times people wouldn't even know somebody is like that, but like when you're trans and people are just like automatically like rude or weird around you, like you're like, oh, like great, like now I like I know who you are, and you're not even gonna like be fake about it. So I think that's great. And also like, you know, with men too, if men treat you like garbage, like girl, like do not fucking put up with that shit. Like run far away. There are men out there that will treat you with respect and that will like treat you like a fucking princess. Don't fucking put up with that shit. Like do not accept the love that you think that you deserve. Like unless it's like you think you deserve like amazing, profound like love, where somebody just like loves you inherently because you are lovable, not because you look a certain way or whatever. Okay, that was kind of a little tangent, but anyways, so you know somebody isn't for you. Okay, number 11, I'm not afraid of needles anymore. I have had to stick myself, with needles as a trans woman multiple times. I've had to get my blood drawn. I have been, you know, sticked with so many needles, like a stick and poke, like a 19-year-old, in a hippie town. Like, I've been stuck and poke, you know what I'm saying, sister? So yeah, I'm really not afraid of needles anymore, even though I really still don't like doing my hormone shot. I still have to like talk myself up because I'm like, ah! Like it's still not fun. But I'm really not afraid. You can't be afraid of needles as a trans woman. Although some of you are probably going to be like, no, I am. And it fucking sucks. But yeah, I'm happy that that's something that I literally cannot be scared of. Okay. 12, I know a lot about insurance and the American healthcare system, which, like, okay, yeah, the American healthcare system is not fucking ideal, but you can get your gender-affirming surgery covered for free. And I also, quick side note, I have a blog post on my website that I have refurbished. It's going up today. It is your complete guide to transition from male to female, everything that you need to know. So it goes from like, am I even trans, transitioning socially, and then going through all of the legal stuff, changing your name, your gender marker, etc., to navigating insurance and getting insurances to cover your surgery. Like it takes you from M to F, bitch, from top to bottom. Like, so if that interests you, or if you need, like, if you don't know how to like change your name, like there's like downloadable like PDFs on there. It's a great resource. I'm gonna link it in the description of this podcast. So yeah. Anywho. Wait, okay, I know a lot about insurance in the American healthcare system. Okay. Okay. 13. I know that if I want anything done, I need to do it myself. Like, you learn that lesson like really fucking quick. Like, you have to be your own fucking advocate for yourself. So, like, that taught me the lesson, like, if you want shit done, you need to fucking handle it. So I feel like it makes you mature and grow up in a lot of ways. 14. Free plastic surgery. Like, bitch, I got a nose job for free. That's insane. I'm so happy that I live in New York. If you live in a state, if you have the luxury of living in a state that covers gender affirming care, please check out that blog post. Like, do never pay for out of pocket for your fucking surgeries. Like, you can get that shit covered for free and you can get good work. Okay. Okay. 14, free plastic surgery. 15. Like, we're smart. Like, trans women, I think, are so fucking intelligent. Like, the way that, like, I can sit in a circle of, like, trans women and I can, like, bring up one fucking topic and then one of these girls will just know, like, fucking everything about it. And I think that's because, like, a lot of us may have been, like, reclusive at some times. We all have, like, our, you know, like, we were kind of, like, nerdy in, like, high school or whatever. And, yeah, I just think a lot of us are, like, so fucking smart. Like, and a lot of people, like, don't even, like, realize it because they, like, underestimate us. But, yeah, like, trannies are intelligent and our inner worlds are so rich and we're so knowledgeable. And I think that's fucking amazing. Okay. So we're smart baby. 16. I had to develop a personality. When you're trans, you have to fucking develop a personality. You can't just like get by on looks because you're gonna go through an ugly duckling phase. And yeah, so having to develop a personality is great and it has worked for me, as opposed to just like being pretty my entire life and then just like being the most boring person in the entire fucking world. That would fucking suck. Can't relate. Also, trans women are funny as fuck. Like, I've not laughed harder with anyone other than, like, trans women. Like, trans women say some of the funniest, like, unhinged shit I've ever heard. And yeah, that's something else I love about being trans. Okay, 18, being referred to as a doll. Like, she's a doll. That's so cute. That is so kind. Are you kidding me? A doll? Damn straight. I am a doll. That's, yeah. Love being a doll, sister. Okay, 19. Okay, this is, like, problematic, and I feel like it shouldn't be on the list, but I'm going to say it anyways. I love, okay, the word faggot as a reclamation word because, like, I don't know about you, but as a child, probably since I was like 8 years old, I was called the F slur. And reclaiming that word as a trans woman and just like using it for fun. I love doing it. I just think it's so powerful when trans women say faggot. Cause I'm like, what do you like? What? Can I not say it? No, I can't say it. Like, don't fucking police me or whatever. Like, obviously, like, you know, say it as a joke or whatever, but like reclaiming that word, I think is, I fucking love that. okay, 20, how people transition with you, like, when you are transitioning, the people that are closest with you also transition, which I think is, like, fucking amazing, like, you pull them in to your transition in a way, and you make them grow in other ways, like, that is how impactful your experience is to other people. Like, I think that's fucking beautiful. 21, your existence inspires other people to start transitioning. Like, my roommate, who's a trans girl, she's, like, a year into her transition, year and a half, maybe two, year and a half, 2 years, I can't remember. But she started transitioning because, like, she saw me living my best life as a trans woman in our apartment. And, like, also, like, I was inspired by, like, trans women that I saw on social media. Like, Kim Petras was, like, the girl that I was like, oh, my God. Like, you can look like that and be trans? Sign me up. So, yeah, your existence in and of itself, for people to, like, see you just, like, alive, thriving, living your best fucking life, like, you have the power to inspire somebody to come out and start living authentically, which is so powerful. Okay, 22, knowing that I am a magical fairy princess unicorn, because trans women are so special, like, we are so special, and, like, especially, like, lovers, and especially, like, cis men, like, you T4T girls that are on here right now are, like, girl, or trans lesbians who listen to this podcast are, like, yeah, no, cis men suck, but, like, We are so sweet. We are so romantic. We are such good lovers. And we are like if you get to be a part of the love that we put out there, like, you are fucking lucky, because our love is sweet and it is pure. Okay. We are magical fairy princess unicorns. Okay. Okay. 23. This one's like stupid. It might piss people off, but being able to pee standing up sometimes has its advantages. As somebody who gets bottom dysphoria, yes, I know, but sometimes, you know, there's a honey bucket situation. I'm happy that I get to stand up in that. I'm not gonna fucking lie. Okay. 24. It's made me more introspective. So I feel like I just am a lot more like self-aware now because of it. Like, I'm able to reflect on myself and just like understand like my thought process and just like pay attention more to like what feels good and what doesn't feel good. Like, because it's like this radical transformation of self that you are going through. So yeah, you're a lot more introspective because of the experience. And lastly, 25, girl, the clout. I'm sorry, but being a trans woman, major fucking clout. That is bad bitch behavior. Like, that is hardcore. Like, put some respect on my fucking name. I am a trans woman. Like, girl, get the fuck out of my face. Like, I am trans as fuck. Like, you don't even know what I have been through. Like, I'm sorry. I walk into a room full of gays, and I am, as a trans woman, I'm like, yeah, bitch, bow the fuck down. Put some respect on my name as a tranny. Okay? Automatic clout. You know, sometimes I wonder, did I transition for the clout? Who knows? But yeah. Like, being trans is fucking hardcore, because you really have to go through so much fucking shit and people don't even realize it. And like, if people had to go through what you went through, they would be dealing with the same mental health and emotional issues. So yeah, that's my list of 25 things that I love about being trans. Hopefully you were able to get some value out of that and are able to think about your transness in a more positive light. I know that I was able to because of this activity. And so I feel really grateful for Robin for telling me to do this. And yeah, maybe you guys should write a couple things about like what you love being trans. You know what? Even let me know what you love about being trans. If you think I forgot anything, like, hit me up on Instagram. I'm here, cool trans girl. So yeah. That is all for this week. Without further ado, XOXO, see you next Tuesday.